Eva Solitis's poems capture a snapshot of rural life in Homer, where she lived. Her student, Miranda Weiss, reads one of her favorites.
This poem is called The Egg Couplets. Only one egg today when I trudged out to throw slop to the hens, scatter ash on the path. It's February, the sun's coming back, and now when he hears my voice, Olaf throws his head back and crows.
Solitis was a scientist, a poet, an essayist, and an instructor at the local college. She also worked as a professor through the Low Residency MFA in Creative Writing program at University of Alaska Anchorage. And she helped organize the Kachemak Bay Writers Conference. She's best known for her work about whales called Into Great Silence, a memoir of discovery and loss in the realm of vanishing orcas, now assigned in college classrooms. But she also wrote poetry in books titled Many Ways to Say It, and Prayer in Wind. Solitis is remembered for her ability to mix artistic and scientific writing, and an openness that fostered creativity in her students.
I hadn't really read much writing by somebody who was both a poet and a scientist, or somebody who could write lyrically and also, you know, richly scientific and with a real keen eye to natural history. That was new to me.
Weiss says her first class with Solitis hooked her. Solitis lit a candle in the middle of the room and then asked the students to tell their own stories.
I imagine that these were stories people had never written about and likely never even told anybody about, stories from people's lives, the lives of the people in the class. And so she just had this way of inviting that and making that okay and inviting people to write what was really important to them.
Weiss went on to get an MFA in creative writing at Columbia University. Solitis had that effect on her students, says Linda Martin. She gave them confidence. Martin also went on to pursue an MFA in creative writing at Pacific Lutheran University after classes with Solitis.
We're 20 years difference in age. I'm 20 years older than Eva, but I felt like she was so much older than I in poetry. Her enthusiasm for poetry itself is what got me writing poetry for real. And I just published a book in April.
Martin says Solitis's enthusiasm was infectious. Students could feel her authenticity, that she was completely present with them, and that she really cared.
She would praise and cajole and really get into each of her students' work. It was wonderful to see. Also, I just loved looking at Eva and listening to her because she was beautiful and enthusiastic.
Erin Hollowell is director of 49 Writers, a statewide writers organization, and has been an adjunct instructor at the Kachemak Bay campus. Hollowell began teaching alongside Solitis. They often shared students, and Hollowell noticed something about those students.
It was always lovely because they came to me completely confident in their own work. That's what she gave them, was a real inherent confidence that their story mattered as well.
Solitis was very prolific, publishing 4 books in the past 5 years. Despite having cancer, she even blogged from her hospital bed in Seattle.
Part of the outpouring of grief is when you lose somebody that really didn't shut you out, really invited you in the whole way. I mean, really was communicating online, communicating with our students, communicating with those of us in the community, right up until the very end. That's incredible. She showed us a really honorable way to do something we don't talk about in our communities very much. We don't talk about death. And she was like, I'm going to talk about it.
Solitis's final book, Becoming Earth, is set to come out in 2017. It starts with reflections on her recurrence of cancer and moves through the process of her anger dealing with it, then ends with meditations on death. Miranda Weiss says she remembers her teacher best through that poem about her simple walk to the chicken coop and back.
Walking back, the dog waited for me. The egg was warm in my pocket. My house was there, and I was there, and the egg for my family. Death was nowhere, foraging in the cottonwood trees. Now I kneel in front of the stove, raking the ashes for a few live coals to start the evening fire. I just walked to the chicken coop and back. That was all. I placed an egg in the tray that marks a string of days laid out like that. A life lived out, egg by egg. It was pretty good.
Pretty good, say friends and colleagues, is an understatement, and they'll be there Friday evening to celebrate just how well Solitas lived and died. In Homer, I'm Daisha Eaton.